seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam Musa al-Kazim was the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim was the son of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now, when we talk about Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, we see historically that he left an amazing legacy full of goodness, righteousness, beauty, and he was a brilliant guide for the community in general. And among the unique aspects that marked Imam al-Kazim's personality is his steadfastness and determination, his perseverance in front of the difficult events and the ordeals showered upon him by his contemporary tyrants. Old and young have an amazing opportunity to learn to how to deal with life's difficulties by looking into the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام وفضل الفقيه على العابد كفضل الشمس على الكواكب ومن لم يتفقه في دينه لم يرضى الله له عمله.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "The superiority of a learned person over a worshipper is as the superiority of the sun over the planets, and whoever does not educate themselves in their religion, Allah will not accept a single deed from them."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about these beautiful conversations and these golden dialogues, if you will, about Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. This divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, he taught us so many beautiful things via these conversations with his family members and his companions, his relatives, and the people around him. Of course, we see that the infallible imams, they spoke with people. Even the Messenger of Allah spoke with the people. The messages and the statements that they had weren't monologues. For the most part, they were dialogues. In one such instance, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, he advised his companions to do good to their neighbors. And it's interesting, but he also told them regarding their neighbors to be patient towards bearing harm towards such a neighbor. And so Imam al-Kazim said to his companions in this conversation that a good neighbor is not one who refrains from doing harm, but a good neighbor is one who shows patience towards the harm that is shown to them. Now, if we talk about the first part just a little bit, a good neighbor is not one who refrains from doing harm. Now, of course, that is because a good neighbor should not be doing any kind of harm to their neighbor. And on the other hand, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam says that a good neighbor is one who shows patience towards some kind of, you know, minuscule harm or unwanted harm that is coming via their neighbor. Now, showing patience towards harm, I mean, harm here is not like if your neighbor is about to shoot you, just stand there and be patient. No, that's a different situation. Here is being talked about, so sometimes, you know, the neighbor's kid might be throwing a ball at a wall and you can hear it. Or sometimes maybe the neighbor's kid's toys are on your lawn. These kind of small things, things that one should not be incredibly frustrated or angry about, and things that one shouldn't make a big commotion and a fight about these kind of things, you know? Of course, it goes both ways. Neighbors should respect one another. Neighbors should love one another. Neighbors should protect each other and be careful of the rights of one another. It is related that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said that the Holy Prophet was putting forth statements in his will and testament about neighbors that we thought that they were going to receive inheritance, like they are part of the family. So the rights of a neighbor and the rights of being a good neighbor in this dialogue by Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Imam Musa ibn Ja'far one day was approached by a servant who was carrying a bowl of hot water. You've all heard this story before. Look at those who are trained in the school of Ali Muhammad, within the family of Ali Muhammad. She drops this hot bowl of water onto the Imam. Now picture yourself, put yourself in the position of this lady. And the Imam, and what would you do? What would you say? How would you reciprocate what had happened? This lady would know how to speak to the grandson of Rasulullah. She would speak to him using the Quran. She would say to him, what? Wal kadhimin al ghayz, those who swallow the anger. Imam would say, laqad kadhamtu ghayzi, don't worry, I've swallowed my anger. She says to him, wal afina anin nas, those who forgive the people. Imam alayhi salam says, laqad afawtu anki, I have forgiven you, don't worry. She concludes the verse by saying, wallahu yuhibbu al muhsinin, Allah loves the good doers. Imam says to her, idhhabi fa anti hurra fi sabilillah. Go, you are free in the way of Allah. Not only did he swallow his anger, not only did he forgive her, but he also reciprocated the bad with good. That is indeed what the religion of Islam has come forward to perfect the moral standards of human beings. And that's why Imam alayhi salam emerged with this type of characteristics and these types of virtues. How wonderful it is that when we commemorate the shahada of the seventh holy Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, we begin to re-examine ourselves and our conduct with the other human beings, not necessarily Muslims. How do we deal with them? In which way do we interact with those who may not necessarily give us what we deserve to be given?
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, Fi Amanillah, and God bless you all.